Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Due Time, the show where we spread gratitude for the tools that are available to us while acknowledging the fact that there are dues to pay for them. My name is Mario Robinson, and I am a human being on this planet.
Love it. Love it. And I am the co-host, Mustafa Gonam, and I am about to do some spectacular things in life.
Yes. Let's take a moment just to acknowledge the fact that at one period in time, we would have had to have a crazy amount, like, budget and production to make this happen and be able to spread a message, either getting on TV or on the radio. And we are in two separate places right now, in completely different points in our day, and we are getting this done. I'm driving home from the gym. You've wrapped up after a long day. This is amazing.
Absolutely. I think the fact it took me maybe 25 seconds to download this app, and it has the reach of reaching. It can potentially reach, you know, thousands, hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of people. So may it grow. I like this because Bob Marley said it one time. He said, may it grow, may it continue to grow until it reaches the right people. So I'm going to start with the end in mind. And I know that basically we decided to do this because we have been friends for a very long time. For those who don't know, Mario and I met while playing Little League baseball. We were playing at Elmjack Little League here in Queens, New York, East Elmhurst, Jackson Heights specifically. Played on the Mets together in about 2000 and what is that, 2001, 2000?
I completely lost you at the Elmjack Little League.
Dang.
That's the same. Well, if it's recorded, keep it going. Give me that again. Just because I have
no, I was just. Yeah, no, I'm seeing that it's probably going to be better for us to do this in person because I'm getting a lot of static on my side too. Like with you cutting off, it's not really as sharp as it could be.
Okay, well, we'll keep recording and we'll do it in person. But where you were.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just saying, you know, you and I have met playing for the Mets in Elmjack Little League, East Elmhurst, Jackson Heights, Queens, New York City. So shout out to anybody from those neighborhoods and especially New York City. And you know, we finally reconnected about, what, a year ago, you would say? About a year ago we reconnected? Maybe a little more?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we saw each other a little while ago, a little bit longer than that, but we definitely like, connected and stayed in touch like a year ago.
Yeah. So you know, we as we start off the show, we start off by saying that we are so grateful for the tools that have been handed to us. We don't live in a third world country. We have access to the internet. We have access to different technologies that help us to reach people in so many different ways. And we understand that that access comes with a specific responsibility. You're not just here to, you know, survive and take care of yourself. There is a necessity, a certain need to give back and take care of others. So with that being said, we have procrastinated the crap out of being able to step out of our comfort zone, get over our fear, and more specifically, stop making excuses as to why we cannot do something or why this is not the right time to do something or how much it may take or how less we don't have. We have finally put all of that aside, and it is time to do, because it is now due time.
That's right. That is absolutely true. It's crazy because, like, I stopped to think about the fact that, you know, the fact that I did it to myself for a long time, and this is in different stages of my life, that I just continue to make excuses that were just holding me back. And it wasn't until I was honest with myself and I said, you know what, like, step out for a second and just look at yourself from the outside, which is extremely difficult to do if you're not willing to do that. And that it
yep.
sounds so simple. Like, oh, yeah, I can do that. But if you're not willing to, in a sense, be completely honest with yourself, and that is difficult because you might end up hurting yourself or you might be disappointed, but that disappointment can be what you need to realize, okay, well, I'm disappointed because of X and now I can actually change it. A lot of times I feel that it's easier to just remain, you know, in the shadow and say, no, this is okay. Like the meme on Instagram with the dog sitting in the middle of a fire. and he's like, "Oh, this is perfectly fine," you know. But just coming to that realization of saying, "All right, this needs to change because if this continues, X, Y, Z," and I'm so glad that this is happening because we've spoken about doing this for so long, and both of us have had our, you know, ins and outs and why yes and why no and whatever. And now it's just a matter of shooting, and we'll pick up the pieces as it goes. And as the conversations, I think that a lot of people can benefit from it. So it's only right, and I think it's us paying our dues to share the information because we don't know who it can affect positively.
Because it is now due time. I'm getting a little bit of backlash, but it's not happening now, so we're good. All right, so start us off with the first topic. I mean, we are working on introducing one theme that we will run with for the entire month. We're going to be recording this, what, once a week?
Once a week, yeah, or I would say twice a week.
Okay, that sounds reasonable. And
20 minutes.
Yeah. No, I'm good with that. I mean, my clock right now is showing me just under 7 minutes, which is kind of crazy because I don't know how we got here that fast. Earlier when we did our run, we were at 6 minutes and a half, and we were talking for about an hour. So we're going to be doing, I guess, two episodes a week and looking to run with a specific theme. The conversations are not so much structured, but we are trying to be more practical than anything. I think really what we're trying to do is share our experience, share our knowledge, and in hopes of connecting with someone. I feel that the biggest weakness or one of the things that holds so many people back is that when they feel that they are alone, when they are feeling like they are going through something and this is only happening to them, it really hinders them from doing whatever it is that they're trying to do, whether it's just simply walking a mile a day or from earning a PhD, I don't know. But once you feel like you are going through something and you are going through it alone, it becomes literally impossible to overcome. And we are looking to, you know, just share some of those insights that can be helpful to you. Now, our first theme of the month that we're running with is excuses. And I think we all have that one person. We may even be that person ourselves that has excuses. Did I lose you there?
No, I'm listening.
Oh, I thought it completely cut off. So we have at least one person, a friend, a family member, or we may even be that person that is making excuses. And there are two people. There's person who is making excuses with the intention of just trying to shimmy out of whatever situation they're in, and the person that is making excuses, everything that they say is an excuse, and no idea that what they're saying is complete BS.
Oh yeah. I mean, when you think about it, you go down to the word, it's literally excusing you from receiving something. So your excuse becomes a shield, and really, I mean, excuses are tools of incompetence when you break them down. Like, they're nothing more to build monuments of absolutely nothing, and that's what you'll get with them. And it sucks to put it that way. You know, we've all done it. I definitely have done it. And the difficulty comes in realizing that they're created within us, which means they're going to come like ninjas, and they're going to be very difficult to see because we created them, right? That's the body. That's the way the brain is going to work. It's going to create something that's going to be incognito in your head because you wouldn't have made it, you know, crystal clear to be able to observe, because then you can knock it out. So we're going to do something in our head, and that's the way the excuses come. And I think you hit something so key in just talking about the fact that people think that they're going through these things alone. The fact that, you know, these tools that we have, like, feel free if anybody can relate to anything or has anything to piggyback on anything we're saying, call in, because this is right here. It's at your fingertips. Join the conversation and keep this going, because that's where this will become more and more valuable, when more and more people hear accounts of other people's story that people will be able to relate to. You're not going through it by yourself. You are not the only person doing this, and you are not the only person who needs out of it. Everybody can benefit from either one of those scenarios. But I know a period of time for me where I was just stuck in my head, and my excuses were justifying the life I was living. I compared myself to everybody around me. I knew what my emotions and my feelings told me, but I knew what society said, and I knew that I was 21 years old, and why should I not be at the bar? Because that's what everyone else is doing, and what else would I do with myself? I wanted a lot more for myself. Since young, I've always said, I've had this thing of, like, greatness. I knew that I wanted to, like, do so much, but I'm like, but I'm 21 right now, and this is okay. And that was my excuse, because I always made it okay. I always put my gut, my intuition, if you want, to use that. Like, I always put that second. I'm like, you know what? My age right now tells me that I should be doing this. My peers, everybody's doing this. So I'm not saying that I was following, but I was justifying it because it was the norm. I knew I wanted to do so much.
And just to add to that, I always say that I feel that no matter who you are, what you do, I truly believe that deep down everyone is just trying to be accepted. They want to do something that they can make their parents proud, that they can make themselves proud, that they can be accepted by people to be themselves and nothing else.
Absolutely. I mean, and being proud, right, to a certain extent, it can be a bad thing to, you know, if you push it too far, but being proud gives you a sense of purpose, right? It makes you want to get up and do whatever it is that's giving you that feeling a little bit more so that you can live there. Today when I walked into a coffee shop and I saw the man who ordered, he said to the barista, he said, can I have a coffee black? And before he even finished, she picked up the sentence and she finished it for him. And he was like, oh, you're the best. And then I looked at the man and I said, aren't those the little things that just make the day that much better? He goes, that's amazing. I come in here for her smile. That he was feeling great because she knew his order. He then gave her that compliment and just piggybacked right onto her. So both of them were leaving with the biggest smile ever.
I love it.
Wow, imagine this. Imagine this would happen on a regular basis. But she took whatever it is she's doing. She can go into work every day saying, I'm just a barista. I'm just going to go in here and just whatever. No, she puts herself in the position. She takes it personally because that's her position right now. And she does the best she can. And look, at the end of the day, maybe people don't acknowledge the fact that she is making a person's day better. But that's going to make her feel good. And that's going to give her that sense of pride and say, you know what? Maybe I want to be a astrophysicist. But in that period of my life when I was a barista, I was still doing the best I could. And I think a lot of times, to go back to excuses, I think a lot of times people say, I'm going to do this now. And I'm going to do it half-assed because this isn't where I want to be. So I'm going to do this half-assed. But that type of mentality is going to keep you there forever. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter if you're picking up if you're picking up garbage or you're already in the field that you want to do it to the best of your ability, because that attitude and that mindset is going to carry you to be where you want to be.
Absolutely. Now, in response, because I am so hot about that topic, especially now that I'm in the hospitality industry and in the position of not just a worker. I'm now in a position that, you know, just to be straightforward, I have to hire folks and I have to take more of a managerial role. And the excuses that I get, it blows my mind how quickly people are willing to kill members of their family just so that they don't show up to work, just so that they don't show up to an obligation that they agreed to. No one said, hey, man, I'm going to put a gun to your head. You have to show up to this job. No one is doing that. So to cut to the chase, there are two issues primarily that I have when people are saying that they're going to do something 50% because it's not what they're passionate about. The first issue is that you're immediately going to play the victim role. You're immediately handing the keys to someone else for your life. You're basically saying, I am not able and I don't trust myself to make the right decision, so I'm going to just keep myself in this secure job. I'm going to take less than what I deserve. I'm going to put up with all the misery, the people that I don't like, the job that I dislike, and I'm just going to stay here because I'm afraid that if I make the decision to leave, I won't be able to bounce back. So immediately you're putting yourself in a position to be a victim. Would you agree with that statement?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where, again, you're a victim. Now you got to defend yourself.
So that's where it starts. That's where it starts. And then it obviously leads on to why I always say that if you're going to give, you know, I love this quote. I love this quote with every part of me. And if you're listening right now, please write this down, share it, do whatever you need to do. How you do anything is how you do everything. So what you do, how you tie your shoelace is how you're going to, I don't know, prepare for the biggest day of your life. It, like, those things
right.
matter. So when you walk with a purpose, when you smile with a purpose, when you are intentional about what you do, what you say, how you act, what you wear, everything, be intentional about it. You are going to only edge closer to the result that you're looking for. And that's really the thing that has helped me personally because – And I said we said we're going to be transparent about you know what we share, and it's not that we're talking from a position of oh look where I am, you guys are peasants and you're doing it wrong. It's talking from a position of experience, and my experience has taught me that even as a caterer, as a server, as a waiter, and the worst part about this is not that I was doing this you know as a high school kid, you know like I'm sure you've worked some jobs where. You were just doing it to kind of get through school or whatever it is, right?
Yep.
So I'm now
doing one now.
Yeah. So I'm now back. So this is a few years back. I'm now back to catering and serving as a waiter and a bartender, even after I've earned my college degree. And I've come from a household that taught me like, yo, once you get a college degree, you are going to be like an automatic Hollywood superstar, basically. So to go back to that, with a college degree was a bit of an embarrassment for me. And I still remember the day in December where I woke up one day and I said, I'm going to be the best caterer in the world. And 8 months later, I was able to start a company from that decision. So just transparency and real, man. Like you can quit playing around or tippy-toeing around what you think is not what you're passionate about. But maybe someone will walk into the establishment of what it is that you're not passionate about that can help you get to where you are passionate about.
Absolutely right. And you know what, that quote, I've never even heard it, but I love it because it's so spot on. How you do anything is how you do everything.
Everything.
I don't know, because I mean in reality that type of thinking seems to me as if there's a tank, there's a passion tank that is going to be exhausted if you spend it in one place. So let me not be my best self here so that when I get to that space, I'll be the best self. How on planet Earth are you going to make it to that other place?
You know what's one thing
without putting your best foot forward?
Sorry to cut you off. You know what's one thing I always loved when you said, and it builds off of this point that you just said right there? I'll never forget this. You said... So, you know, social media is free. It costs you nothing to go and support and like someone else's post, but yet it means the absolute world to them. So from the sense
oh, yeah.
you're talking about that it's this energy, whatever it is, it's not expendable, and people treat it like it's a commodity, like it's more important than oil.
Yeah, because it's a modern day currency. It's giving credit, like it's giving, and that's a whole other topic. But if I go down there, like this is gonna go 7 hours. But it's giving credit, and it seems like now, like we spend likes as if they were dollar bills. Like this doesn't deserve it. What are you losing? What are you losing? At the end of the day, you're adding that positivity that I was talking about in the coffee shop. You're giving somebody a thumbs up. That's exactly what it is in today's world.
But
when
do they lose their element of cool?
No, lose absolutely nothing. But there's value to it because if right now, Elon Musk were to like my picture, that's worth so much more than if I don't know the owner of the who knows what. It's like we give these things so much value. And in reality, it's absolutely nothing. It's a person showing appreciation, which is a lot. But the fact that we hold back from doing because it appears that it'll be this or X or Y, it's bananas. Bananas and pajamas.
So I mean, I think we both know how we feel about this. Let's transition now because we're at the 20-minute mark, almost touching 21. You know, what can we leave that is practical? It's important that we're not just, you know, talking blah, blah, blah. Let's actually leave something that's practical for someone who is struggling with excuses, regardless of what position. And again, we don't mean this in a negative kind of way. It's not to pull anybody down. You know, I myself can claim that I was and still am to some degree the king of excuses. And, you know, doing this show is my way of getting over that hump. It's documenting
the both
journey.
Of us. I would, yes.
Documenting the journey that shows my evolution through king of excuses to king of execution.
Yeah, exactly. Make a meme. You know what? I'm going to tell you, make a meme. I want to see it on your social media. What is it? Plug it,
make
because I'm going to see it. Make a meme. No.
Excuses to the king of execution. I love it.
Yeah. Do it. Do it. And I want to see it. I'm not kidding.
No,
and
it's coming.
And this whole
coming.
Thing.
My social media. What did you say?
I'm listening. No, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
No, I said my social media evolution is going to come hot. It's coming hot. I'm just waiting for my logo, and that whole shift announcement is coming. I'm going to get a hold of my 10-minute video, and it's going to be content creation documenting habitat. It's coming. I'm done caring what other people say. I'm done caring what other people think and how they feel. It's time for me to do what I have to do to pay my dues.
Well, the one thing I just wanted to add to this is just like I just kept you accountable to that. Be warned that that's exactly what we'll expect from everyone. If and when you happen to call in and you share an idea or something, we will be looking because this is a community that is so accessible to everybody now. You can see what I'm up to and I can see what you're up to. And if you're telling me one thing and you've listened to this point, do not think that anybody who's called in, we also hope that anybody listening will keep anybody else. If you call in, please put your plug, tell us your Instagram, tell us, because this is the world we're living in. That is the way that we'll be able to connect and see who you are. I'm in New York City, Moose is in New York City. You can be in Texas. But by giving me your username, I can see exactly what you're up to. And if you're telling me that you want to go build that shed in the backyard by next week, I want to see the shed built by next week.
Oh, it's happening. It's happening. Best believe, I think I am one of the most annoying accountability partners, because I will blow up your phone. I'm so good at holding people accountable, and I think people just stop talking to me because they're like, yo, this dude is really serious and he's about to push me to make my dreams come true. I'm not going to talk to him. So yeah, this is real.
Oh yeah, that's a part of it. That is a part of it. And I think that's a great second topic of people's reactions to accountability, because excuses then becomes the accountability part.
I got some stories for you on that. Guaranteed. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I think a lot of times people say they want accountability partners, but when they get someone who's serious, they don't know what
reconsider.
To do. They don't know what to do.
It's hard to reconsider.
I agree. I would definitely, absolutely follow up with any and every single person, and yeah, I'm excited for this.
I love it. Give us where can I find you on
You can find me on the all social media as Mustafa Gonim, Ghonim Gonim, and Mustafa. I don't want to say it, but that's how a lot of people know it as, similar to Mufasa, but it's not Mufasa. It's Mustafa.
There you go. Like the moose.
That's it.
The moose, a.k.a. My Instagram. Yeah, just about all my social media as well as my website is Mario27Robinson. And, yeah, you can reach out. I respond to you. I will respond to everybody who reaches out.
So you're not going to be bougie?
I'm not going to be bougie. No. Not going to be bougie. There's no need. That's what we're saying. It's a currency. I'm a human being. If I walk, think about it. The way we behave on social media is not the way we behave in real life. I wouldn't walk past a person and say, I'm so sorry. I got 309,000 followers. I can't talk to you right now. It doesn't work that way. Like, somebody be serious. Oh my goodness. It's been a good start. I'm excited for the next one.
Yep. Over and out.
Well, yes, thank you guys.
Do we have to end the recording or can we continue our conversation here?
I think we have to end the recording.
Okay, I'm going to end the recording and I'll call you back. Over and out.
All right, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this point.
You got it.
All right.